right. We've been playing with the sonnets and taking them apart and putting them together is kind of, come in, welcome. We've been playing with the sonnets and taking them apart and putting them together as more as theater pieces than as literary pieces. However, first let me make a plug for the bookstore. The bookstore was not able to get a collection of the sonnets, but they do have this book in, which is really a nice little anthology, which I have had in the past. Mailed it to myself from Champaign, Urbana, Illinois. It got lost in the St. Louis post office. They sent me a lovely note saying, your things were lost in the St. Louis post office. Do you know what they were? So I brought them back and told them what they were, but they weren't able to find them. But it's a nice anthology, and it has some sonnets in it. But today, I thought it would be fun to work with what are your two names?
I'm Ingeborg Blumberg.
Ingeborg.
Okay. Scandinavian.
Scandinavian, and how?
And Brian.
So we have two Brians.
Yes.
Okay.
Last time we had two Bobs.
Okay. So we've just been playing with the sonnets during this week, and seeing what happens if we take them and put them on the stage and try to find another way of approaching them other than just reading them. I want to read you a funny thing that I came across yesterday. The sonnets were published in 1609 during Shakespeare's life, but obviously without his permission. This is an answer to Brian's question yesterday, which is a very good question. And the first edition of them was pretty sloppy. But then they were published again in 1640 by a man named Benson. And Benson says, in his sort of introduction to them, he says, they are serene, clear, and elegantly plain. Such gentle strains as shall recreate and not perplex your brain. No intricate or cloudy stuff to puzzle intellect, but perfect eloquence. Which is a proof that they didn't have a truth in advertising law during times, because they are not serene, clear, and elegantly plain, and they do put a strain on your brain. So what we're trying to do is take them apart and just kind of look at them in a new way that's less stressful. And one of the things that we have to keep in mind is that people at that time just loved very complicated stuff. So I brought in this picture of Elizabeth. And you can just see from her clothes how complicated they like things.
So we'll have to see against the light.
Oh, okay. There are levels and levels of clothes there, and they loved to have holes in the sleeves and then pull things through, and they loved to have beads that were lots of different kinds of stuff hanging down, and they liked to have lacings that were over things and then pull out what was underneath so you could see what was underneath, and that you were aware of all these different layers of material and fabric and stuff. Also, in the structure of the clothes, and this isn't as evident as you might as it might be. It's not. I don't really have the right pictures to show you this. But you get some of it. The structure of the clothes, the structure of the men's clothes and the women's clothes was actually very similar. If you can see here, the way the bodice works. The woman's bodice is cut low, but the actual structure of it, this bodice thing, was very similar in both the men and the women. It came down like this, and it came very low. And then in the men, they would have, and this is just a boy. This is Edward, when he was a boy. I think he was 11 when he died. The men wore little cod pieces to show their masculine members, and the women had skirts which exaggerated their hips and that were very hard to move around in. They had to, you know, move like this. They took up a lot of space. They were, you know, they were conquering the world, and they conquered the world when they put on their clothes. They just took up a lot of room. And the men, the same things with the pants that came out like that, and then they showed off their legs, and they had these great big paddings in their shoulders. You know, if you think of Henry VIII, Elizabeth's father. Again, not the right picture, but it may evoke for you the memory of the picture that you can imagine of his great big shoulder. He just took up a lot of room. He was a great big man. He was 6'2", very powerful looking guy. I think he probably looked to them the way Dale here looks to us. I mean, he was just an oversized person for that time, and very well proportioned, but big. So they had this kind of grandiose quality combined with a lot of complexity. And foremost among the complex things that they liked were puns. So Howard asked yesterday about another one that deals with words that are puns. So here's the most punny of all. And what I'd like to do is work with this sonnet, and then if we have time, there's another one that goes along with it that we'll also work with a little bit, and then maybe we'll put them together and we'll have a scene. Okay? So Tom, do you want to read it?
Sure. I don't see it very well.
Okay. Sure.
Whoever hath her wish, thou hast thy will, and will to boot, and will in overplus. More than enough am I that vex thee still, to thy sweet will making addition thus. Wilt thou, whose will is large and spacious, not once vouchsafe to hide my will in thine, shall in others seem right gracious, and in my will no fair acceptance show? The sea, all water, yet receives vain still, and in abundance addeth to his store. So thou, being rich in will, add to thy will one will of mine to make thy large will more. Let no unkind, no fair beseechers kill. Think all but one, and me, in that one will.
It's very confusing. The first thing to do is to take, you know, see what he's doing with these wills. He's just playing around like mad. And so why don't we just go through and underline the wills and see what we've got with them. Okay. Can everybody see it? Okay. Why don't we just take it line by line?
We can see it, Tiger. It's hard to read.
It's hard to read.
Oh, is it?
It is hard to read.
Oh, dear. I'm sorry.
We're looking against the light for one thing.
Yes. I see.
Shiny.
Okay. So it's whoever hath her wish, thou hast thy will. And that one's capitalized. So that obviously means whoever is, if you're one of those people who has whatever she wants, you've got me.
Oh, Will as in
Will Shakespeare.
As in Will Shakespeare.
Okay.
And will, again capitalized, to boot, and will to overplus. You've got more of me than you even want. More than enough am I that vex thee still. You know, I may be driving you crazy, but I'm still here. You know, I'm still going to hang around, bother you. To thy sweet will, making addition thus. And in this case, probably, this will probably refers to sexual desire, which it meant, among other things. So we'll get that one. This one. Or it could mean to your sweet intention. It sort of goes around. Wilt thou? That one's just working as a verb. I mean, I think that's great. Whose will is large and spacious. That one is clearly sexual desire. I mean, she's saying that you've got, he's saying, you've got so many lovers, and you've got such a large sexual appetite. So wilt thou, whose will is large and spacious, not once vouchsafe to hide my will in thee? Won't you let me be one of those lovers too? And I don't know what he's doing with that will. I mean, it may be a really obscene pun. Or it may be, you know, won't you just let me have my desire? Won't you just let me have what I want, which is to come and be one of the guys hanging around you? But I think he probably means something a little stronger than that, however, we'll have the benefit of doubt. Shall in others' seeing seem right gracious, and in my will no fair acceptance show? Will you say all these other guys are all right, and not let me be one of them, not accept me as one of them? Shall in others seem right gracious, and you need to give it it needs another beat for the line, so it has to be, it's almost gracious. And in my will no fair acceptance show? And this is pretty straightforward. The sea, all water, yet receives rain still, and in abundance addeth to his store. The sea takes in a lot of water. So thou, being rich in will, and this is capitalized, but I don't quite see why, because it doesn't seem to me it should be.
Unless there were a lot of other wills she was running around.
Unless there were a lot of other wills, which is a possibility. It's a possibility that her husband was also will.
Yeah.
Very good. Okay. Add to thy will. In this case, I think he means himself. So maybe that's number two will. One will of mine. That's probably sexual desire, I guess. To make one will of mine, to make thy large will more. Again, it's one that can go either way. And also that may be a really obscene sexual illusion. Let no unkind, no fair beseechers kill. Don't let any mean, I have to go through this. Let no unkind, no fair beseechers kill. Think all but one, and me in that one will. Don't help me with this. Let's see. Let no unkind. Don't you be mean, and put off any fair me suitors. Think all but one. Think of everybody as one, and me as one of those ones. Gonna try it once more.
Why don't we move around so we can see it better?
Oh yeah,
really
okay,
working. We're working against ourselves because it's really hard to read.
Okay.
So we're looking against the bright sunlight.
Sure.
Put it over here, Tom.
So yeah. Maybe we just turn our chairs around and put them on the inside.
Yeah.
We grab the equipment. Brian, let's take this off. That's the easiest thing to do.
Great. Thank you. Great.
Whoever hath her wish, thou hast thy will, and will to boot, and will in overflux. More than enough am I that vex thee still, to thy sweet will making addition thus. Wilt thou, whose will is large and spacious, not once vouchsafed to hide my will in thee, shall in others seem right gracious, and in my will no fair acceptance show? The sea, all water, yet receives rain still, and in abundance addeth to his store. So thou, being rich in will, add to thy will one will of mine to make thy large will more. Let no unkind, no fair beseechers kill. Think all but one, and me in that one will.
Okay. Now, why don't we just try it, just going around the room, just one line at a time. I just want to see what happens. Just hearing it. Yeah, you start it.
Whoever hath her will, whoever hath her wish, thou hast thy will.
And will to boot, and will in overplus.
More than enough am I, that still makes thee still.
To thy sweet will, making addition thus.
Wait a minute, we skipped a bit.
Did we skip something?
Yeah, let's go back. Signa?
Betting?
No.
Brian.
No.
Gisela. Oh.
Gisela. I read the line, I thought I did.
Yeah, I think she did.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
She
did.
Yes. I ended with still.
And that vexed thee still.
Yes.
Okay, I missed it. Read it again for me, I missed it.
All right. More than enough am I that vexed thee still.
To thy sweet will, making addition thus?
Wilt thou, where will is large and spacious?
Not once vouchsafe to hide my will in thine.
Shall in others seem right gracious?
And in my will no fair acceptance show.
The sea, all water, yet receives rain still.
And in abundance addeth to his store.
So thou, being rich in will, add to thy will.
One's will of mine to make thy large will more.
I can't read it. Okay. Let no unkind, no fair beseechers kill.
Think all but one, and make me in that one will.
Yeah. Okay, great. I think there's one kind of obvious way to do it, as a theater piece, which is to have William Shakespeare trying to write this poem and not coming up with the right word. So let me give it to you, Tom. And don't pay any attention to the fact that it's in different
colors?
Colors, right. And let's give, it's a reorder, you're trying to write the poem. And let's have the two young women be muses. You're the muse. You're inspiring him. So why don't you get behind this? And whenever you get stuck, you can come out with the right word.
Oh, okay. When he gets stuck, we come out with a word?
Right. So we'll turn this around so you can see it.
Oh, good.
So I'll get stuck when I come to will, huh?
We can always pull the left.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So you can be hidden behind here. Can't see you.
We can see their brown legs.
Yes, you can see their brown legs. Muses have brown legs. This is a double muse, the best kind.
Whoever hath her wish, come, thou hast thy
will.
Will. And will to boot. And
will
to overplus. More than enough are you that vex me still. With you, sweet, making addition thus.
Will.
Wilt thou, whose is live. and spacious, not once vouchsafed to hide my
will
in thine, shall
in others?
Isn't will in there? Shall
no,
will in others?
There.
Oh dear. There should be.
Should
we? Yes.
Okay.
just give it to us.
Okay.
Shall
will
in others seem right gracious, and in thy
will
no fair acceptance find? The sea, all water, yet receives rain still, and in abundance addeth to his store. So you, being rich in
will,
add to your
will
one.
Oh, this is a sensual one. Will.
A mind to make your large
will
more. Let no unkind, no fair beseechers kill. Think all but one, and me in that one
will.
Great, thank you. So I miscopied. It, huh? I didn't get enough wills.
Left out one will out.
One will, one will, one will. Okay, now I'd like to try it with as dialogue. And see what happens.
This is more common.
Do we all sufficiently understand what the wills are? I wonder maybe if we went back to, I keep getting lost.
Well,
I
think it's okay to keep getting lost.
All right.
because
I'm sure I'm the only one who's ever getting lost.
Would will at that time have had the sense of like allotting an inheritance? Could it have been used in that sense here?
I don't know. I haven't seen any reference to it. But
well, English
sure
common
did.
Law was being
sure.
developed long before then, so
sure.
Will and testaments definitely.
Sure. We should try it.
I'm just wondering if those that would play into.
Yeah. Should try it once more.
Is it also, I'm not sure that we've tried to find all the places where it would mean the force of my desire, the force,
let's
not sexual desire,
yeah.
But my will tells me that by force of will we can accomplish something.
Thank you. Let's get in the one we missed.
By force of will rather than desire?
Yes, yeah.
Determination. Will
was he nicknamed Will, or did they refer to him that way when he was living?
Yes.
William
Shakespeare.
Yeah. Young Will Shakespeare.
You try it again. Let's think some more about these. Before we go on to the scene.
Can we read it then?
Yeah.
Whoever hath her wish, thou hast thy will. And will to boot, and will to overplus. More than enough for you that vex me still with your sweet will, making addition thus. Will.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm going to stop you because I'll tell you what. That one is a.
4 years.
Yeah, I've already played around with that one.
Sweet will?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sweet will in quotes?
Yeah, so I've already played around with this one to make it dialogue.
Let's get a different voice going.
No, the quotes
around Sweet Will.
Yeah, no, they're not.
That's
my
okay. Playing.
I see.
Right.
Just as is.
Yeah.
Whoever hath her wish, thou hast thy will, and will to boot, and will in overplus. More than enough am I that vex thee still, to thy sweet will making addition thus. Wilt thou, whose will is large and spacious, not once vouchsafe to hide my will in thine? Shall will in others seem right gracious, and in my will no fair acceptance shine?
Yeah.
The sea, all water, yet receives rain still, and in abundance addeth to his store. So thou, being rich in will, add to thy will one will of mine to make thy large will more. Let no unkind, no fair beseechers kill. Think all but one, and me in that one will.
Yeah, I've filled up in my copy.
I think you have show instead of shine.
Right.
Shine.
Okay. Somebody else want to try it?
This is my will, huh? Not thy will?
Yeah.
Which I have this book in my hand. Where did it come from? Whoever hath her wish. Whoever hath her wish, thou hast thy will, and will to boot, and will in overplus. More than enough am I that vexed thee still, to thy sweet will making addition thus. Wilt thou, whose will is large and spacious, not once vouchsafe to hide my will in thine? Shall will in others seem right gracious, and in my will no fair acceptance shine? The sea, all water, yet receives rain still, and in abundance addeth to his store. So thou, being rich in will, add to thy will one will of mine to make thy large will more. Let no unkind, no fair beseechers kill. Think all but one, and me in that one will.
Yeah. Anybody else want to try it? Okay. Let me try it. Let's see what happens. If we put it on its feet again, let's see what we have. I need to work with the same one. Let's see. Right. Okay. So now
I think the shell will is probably the determination of others. Shall will and others seem right gracious?
Yes. Shall others' determination seem acceptable to you?
Mm-hmm.
And my determination not be
accepted. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Should we paraphrase it? Should we go ahead and paraphrase it? Okay. Why don't you start, Brian? We'll just go line by line. Brian.
Okay.
Brian.
Oh, that Brian. Okay.
To read or?
I think just change it so it.
As you would understand it, paraphrasing it.
Whoever has what she wants. Is that a comparison? Who does her refer to? Is that just indefinite?
I think it's just anybody. You know, of all the people that have what they want, you have me.
Or you have your husband will, maybe.
Or you have your husband will.
And in addition, see, to boot is in addition. So you have will your husband.
Right.
And you have me also. And that makes two of us. And that's a superfluity of wills.
In overplus, it's just redundant, but they emphasize large.
Yeah.
Large quantity.
She's got two wills.
She's got two wills. Yeah.
Which is will and overabundance.
Yeah.
You got Bill and she's got Will.
And Willie.
She's got
and Willie, yeah.
Got Bill and got Willie, right. Okay.
You think that that second will in the second line might mean you know, more men that just use the name Will to refer to other men rather than himself. Yeah, rather than just himself. That she has many suitors.
I think that's a possibility. I think it's also a possibility that it shouldn't be capitalized and it just means sexual desire.
But I bet he knew what he was about, though.
He did, but did the printer.
Yeah, that's true. The
printer I never trust. Okay, let's name them. Let's name them Bill and Willie.
So Will Shakespeare's Willie?
Will Shakespeare's Willie.
Okay.
And Bill is her husband.
So the first one you'd say Bill.
Yeah, whoever. Yeah. So yeah. Why don't you do it again, Brian?
So the others may have what they want, or some other woman may have what she wants, but you have your Bill.
You want to try the next one, Giselle?
I was trying to figure out who we were calling Willie.
Oh, Will Shakespeare is Willie.
Willie.
Yeah, so she...
So you have Willie and me on top of it.
Yeah, you have Bill and then you have me.
Me.
Right. You have Bill and then you have Willie in addition.
Plenty of Williams, right.
Yeah. Want to try the next one, Brian?
Okay, I see more than that. Actually, still. But you know, even though you got two of us, you only really need is one, and I'm still vexing you with the problem.
Right.
Well, the third line, he said, "I'm more than enough."
I'm more than enough.
Well, then that vexed me still. What does that mean? That's the word vex, that pursue or what?
Agitate, that bother.
Yeah.
Bother. I'm still bothering you.
I'm more than enough. That's still bothering you? And still bothering you?
It might be tease.
That's what I was wondering. Oh,
it is a tease.
Yeah.
If it's not bother in the sense that the thought of me...
Here. I've got one paraphrase here, but I'll tell you what it says. It says, the first line they give is, whoever else may have satisfied her wish, you certainly have your will.
Well capitalized?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then they give up on this next one. They just say, and more than your will and will and overplus, which I think is really copying out there. I think we did better by that one. Then for the third one, they have I, who still annoy you.
Okay.
Annoy.
Okay.
Yeah,
and more than enough to satisfy
you. Yeah.
More than enough am I that vex thee still. Okay. You know, you really only need to have me.
Yeah.
The one who bothers you here.
I still annoy you, and more than enough.
Mm-hmm. Who wants to try to thy sweet will making addition thus?
They copped out too, didn't they?
To my sweet desire?
Yes,
yeah.
Adding my own desire to yours. Mm-hmm. Is what they have here, which is good.
Mm-hmm. He has a big... Yeah.
Yeah. Then it becomes sexual desire. Mm. Wilt thou, whose will is large and spacious...
Is that talking about his great desire?
Or your great desire?
Her great desire.
Yeah, her great desire.
Oh.
Yeah.
Will your great desire.
This says, will you, whose desire is large and spacious... I don't think they should repeat the same words, but okay.
Not once.
Vouchsafe to hide my will in thine. Who wants to try that?
Only even once give me the chance to make love to you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shall will and
to join our desires.
Join our desires.
To make love.
And they have bury my pleasure in yours. I think it's another pun that they're not even. I think he's using will for his masculine member.
Mm-hmm.
It's dirtier and dirtier.
It does, it does. The more you...
It's outrageous.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, you should be censored.
It has been. Okay.
Well, they did wear those awful big cups.
That's right. That's right.
They're huge.
They,
you know, different colors. It wasn't there just to protect them from sword fights either.
No, they were showing off. They were thinking about it all the time. Shall Will and others seem right gracious? We've already got that, haven't we? Mm-hmm. Is it fair for the desires of others to seem pleasant to you? Mm-hmm. And in my will, no fair acceptance shine.
Being rejected, man.
Being rejected.
Okay.
Yeah. It is my will.
The next two lines are good lines, aren't
they? Yeah, they're nice. I'll buy them. The sea, all waters, yet the sea, rain still.
Would you say those two lines are a little bit philosophical about kind of life in general, that many things...
I think so. Suggestive, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does he, even us as a pun and all that sort of thing, does he and his writings attempt to put any philosophy in the...
I would say he puts everything.
Yes,
and everything from the kitchen sink to whatever happens to come handy. And if philosophy seems to work in there, hey, put it in.
And kind of more than philosophy, it's observation.
Yeah, see, those two lines could be left out of it altogether, except
absolutely.
He's using it to prove his point that even though the sea is a lot of water, it still takes on more. Why don't you? You've got a lot of desires. Take on mine.
I think he's giving it a bad time, too, about what he perceives as her...
snub.
Well, her snub of him, but then she's taken on a lot of men, and her insatiable desire is what he's... I think he's kidding her about. Your desire seems to be as great as the ocean, so you can take on a little more rain in mine.
Right.
In my love.
I think that's right.
Yeah.
So thou, being rich in will, which presumably is Bill.
Bill.
Is Bill. Add to thy will.
Add to him.
Oh, wait a minute. Add to.
Yeah, if you look at the will, it'd be add to Bill again.
Right. Add. Yes. Yes. Add to that. Yeah.
Add to
you
Bill.
You being rich in Bill. Add to Bill.
When she's gone.
One desire of mine.
One desire of mine. To make thy large Bill, that thy large sexual desire, even more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It is capitalized. So it could also be to one will of mine to make me even larger than I am, more aroused than I am.
Yeah.
With the capital. That no unkind, no fair beseechers kill. I wonder if that has another comma.
You have to resign a comma in that kind of case.
If there's another comma, it becomes that no unkind, no fair beseechers kill.
Yeah, but he often leaves that out. Okay. I think you could assume it's in there.
That's what they're assuming. They say, do not unkindly refuse fair suitors.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense to everybody?
Because he would be a fair suitor.
Think all but one. I think we're all rolled into one person. And me in that one will. And I'm part of them. So if you just think of us all as one, all guys are the same in the dark. Okay. still want to try it as a scene. Okay. Okay, so I need a will and a lady. Do I have any volunteers, or shall I? Do you want to be a lady?
Sure.
Sure. Great. Your lines are in red.
Okay.
Okay, and do I have a will? Do I have a will? Will?
How about red?
Okay. Yeah,
really
well. Great.
I'm in black.
You're in black. Right. And you're in red. I'm sorry.
I'm in red.
Yeah, now. When you get the thing, you're in red.
Oh, okay.
Whoever. Okay. Your lines are in red. So let's set you up. Let's put you here, lady. Sure. Now there's some changes in the words. So.
Whoever? Mm-hmm. Whoever?
Yeah. Okay.
Whoever hath her wish, thou hast thy will.
And will to boot, and will in full with us. More than enough are you that vex me still. With your sweet will, making addition thus.
Wilt thou, whose will is large and spacious, not once vouchsafe to hide my will in thine? Shall will and others seem light gracious, and in thy will no fair acceptance find?
The sea, all water, yet receives rain still, and in abundance addeth to his store. So you, being rich in will, add to your will one will of mine to make your large will more.
Let no unkind, no fair beseechers kill. Think all but one, and me in that one will.
You have to do a funny thing in this line, because what you have to say is, you have to kind of turn it back on him by saying, let me have my will, mm-hmm. which is to get you to go away. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. One will of mine mm-hmm. to make your large will more. You have to work against it.
So I've got to be against him?
Yeah, you have to be against him the whole way.
Okay.
Okay? You've got enough wills around.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. Let's turn you around, so you've got your back to him, so you have to do a little more work on him.
Okay.
Okay. Why don't we take your chair away from him?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, good. Good. Great. Great.
All right.
Whoever hath her wish, thou hast thy will.
And will to birth. And will in overplus, more than enough, are you that vex me still. With your sweet will, making addition thus.
Wilt thou, whose will is large and spacious, not once vouchsafe to hide my will in thine? Shall will in others seem right gracious? And in thy will, no fair acceptance find?
The sea, all water, yet receives rain still, and in abundance addeth to his store. So you, being rich in will, add to your will all will of mine to make your large will more.
Let no unkind, no fair beseechers kill. Think all but one, and me in that one will.
You know, I think that I thought that was just really illuminating to see the way they did that. The one thing that I thought was that when she says the sea, all water yet receives rain still, she's tending to capitulate there.
Okay.
Don't give up, Will.
Okay. Okay.
Don't you think?
I think
she's saying
that's
to
probably
him,
right.
Well, I can probably take on one more suitor.
On.
It's
seems to me that would be the interpretation if she read it.
Since he's trying so hard.
Yeah.
I can't really say no.
No, you give him a little encouragement.
Let's try it again where you're not already sitting down. And part of your objective is to get her to sit down.
Oh.
And, you know,
okay.
Try to get away from him once he starts on this stuff.
Oh.
Okay, so you're standing here looking out at the sea.
Oh, the sea.
The sea, right. The sea springs to mind.
My objective is to get her in the chair. Huh?
Well, yes, to get her anyway. You can. Getting her in the chair is good.
Consider it to be a settee.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, let's move you out.
Maybe
the,
yeah.
Some room
maybe.
To board around the chair.
A love seat.
A love seat. Oh, great.
Hey.
Great. Okay. And you can start over here and spire.
A butterfinger. That's Shakespearean for you.
Yeah. So you have to have it in by the fourth line. You have to have it to her by the fourth line.
Now, if he was giving me that, don't I not accept it?
I don't know. That's up to you. We'll find out. Okay.
Oh,
you may even take it.
Okay.
Okay. He gets you a little bit like this. If he can work, he can work on both sides of you and the back of you. And yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Water.
Whoever hath her wish, thou hast thy will.
And will to boot, and will in overplus. More than enough are you that vex me still.
Wilt thou, whose will is large and spacious, not once vouch safe to hide thy will in thine? So will in others seem right gracious, and in thy will no fair acceptance find?
The sea, all water, yet receives rain still.
Very good.
So you, being rich in will, add to your will one of will of mine to make your large will more.
What? No, I'm kind.
Maybe she capitulates.
What? No, I'm kind. No fair beseechers kill. Think all but one. And me in that one will.
Yes, absolutely.
She wanted to sit down on the final will.
That's great.
That's
exactly right.
Excellent.
Now, I want to see what happens if we just add this one to you before. Hold on to that one. Because I've got one that really should come before. And since you're moving right along, let's just try these. Let's see what happens.
Am I still red?
You're
I'm man.
You're
so.
Man. Yes, and you're lady and you're still red.
Okay,
right.
You want us to be sitting down?
Let's just try these lines. Just come on up here and try these lines and see what happens.
Okay. Can I scan this first?
Yes, of course. Of course. Yeah.
This is like just another...
Maybe we should try... Let's see. I want to see if you really get to look like William Shakespeare. I think you should.
I thought it was
how we were able to see. I wonder, can you
ask?
Here, I'll have four eyes.
Okay, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Can't see.
Can you see?
Yeah. Except there's a line right in between them.
It's too hard to do it.
No, I have six eyes. I feel like an ant.
What's this word right here?
It is thus.
Ah, yes. Thus far for love.
Oh, if they are. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. stated here.
Clearly. And I think, yeah.
Oh, okay. I know what I can do here. Now, my love, you have it red over, black over that. So that's probably his.
Yes, I decided to give that to him.
Okay. All right.
Line number 8. What's that word there?
Among.
Among. Okay.
Great hat.
It goes down every time I look down. I'm glad I have small eyes.
Okay, let's just try.
Okay, here we go. If thy soul check thee, that I come so near, swear to thy blind soul that I was thy will, and will, thy soul knows, is admitted there?
Thus far, for love you, love's suit, sweet fulfill.
Will fulfill the treasures of thy love.
Aye, fill it full with wills. And my will one?
In things of great receipt with ease we prove, among a number, one is reckoned none.
Then in the number, let me pass untold.
So in thy store's account, one must I be.
For nothing hold me.
So it pleases thee hold, that nothing me as something sweet to thee.
I take but your name.
My love, and love that still, for then thou lovest me, for my name's Will.
Okay. I have to be a little snitty in the middle there.
Yeah, we'll be snitty. Because I think this can work as, I'm going to give you that.
I think this can work as a preliminary scene to the one we just did.
It seems like she's kind of petty.
I think
she's
kind of
finicky.
Yes.
So she goes back and forth.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
She's sort of...
Yeah,
unsure.
She is flirtatious.
Okay.
Yeah. So just try it once more.
Okay.
Yeah. That's... She takes your name, but not your candy bar.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
See, I only want your name, and I don't want anything else.
Right, she just wants the card. She collects cards, but she's on a diet. Okay, so obviously the first line, you're getting right up close to her. I think we can try this on your feet.
On your feet?
Yeah,
on
your feet.
Oh, on my feet.
Okay.
So there you are, standing looking out at the sea.
Oh.
I like this set here.
Okay. And I think maybe you walk up on her and really startle her.
Okay. If thy soul check
thee. Yeah, startle her first and then you can talk to her.
If thy.
Startle her before you start to talk.
Okay.
Go away and come in and right. Really give her a start. So she's really looking out there at that water.
How's that for a start? If thy soul check thee that I come so near, swear to thy blind soul that I was thy will, and will thy soul knows is admitted there.
Thus far for love you love suit, sweet fulfill.
Will fulfill the treasure of thy love? In things of great receipt, with ease and reprove, among a number, one is reckoned none.
Then in the number, let me pass untold.
So that in thy
I think just walk away. Yeah, you have the right. You have the right idea. Just walk away.
I'm trying to see him.
No, I'm walk over this way, because we have a vision of you walking off a cliff. Oh.
Where was I? Okay. So, in thy store's account, one must I be?
For nothing hold me.
So you must have gotten hold of her.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think why don't you have taken this stuff?
Yeah. Take both of them and then you can give him the candy bar back.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay.
Let's see. So in thy store's account, one must I be?
For nothing hold me.
Yes. Okay. So do the B and take get hold of her.
Oh.
Hold her. And then she'll get away
now
from
I'm
you.
Gonna read. Pull it. There we go. Okay. I was here and you just insulted. Okay. So it pleased thee hold that nothing me a something sweet to thee.
I take, but your name.
So then take the card that has his name on it.
Excuse me.
Good.
My love and love that still. For then thou lovest me for my name's will.
Looking back out of the sea.
Right. Yeah. Okay, now let's just try both of them together and see what happens.
Both?
Yeah, the one you just did.
Okay.
And then it will just lead into the to the second one, which
right.
was actually
now,
the first one
you want
one
us
did.
To be standing up again?
Yeah, I think you need to be standing up
okay.
to start.
You don't see an interval between them? I don't see one seeing one and one seeing
and one seeing two.
Don't you think there's some time that's passed? That's the way I just understand it. I wonder if others.
If we're, we probably could be, when you're thinking of the sea, I think of a boat.
Yeah?
And I think of myself on the boat, and then I'm sort of, we wander and pass each other.
Okay.
And
okay.
So maybe he comes back because I totally, he's got to think about it. Maybe after what I said, because it's kind of. About my last lines.
Right.
And then he can
right.
come back and then try again.
Do okay.
Know? Does that make any
okay. Let's okay, it's the first night out on the love boat and the second night out on the love boat. So I think after the first scene you leave. And then he'll leave also despondently. And then we'll have the second night out.
Shall we try the candy first or not? Save that for the second night.
You might want well the she has to get your card. And stuff. I think you'd have to try the candy the
okay.
first night. Yeah. And come from further off, so you...
It's not the Titanic.
And we have soft band music coming from the ballroom.
If thy soul check thee, that I come so near, swear to thy blind soul that I was thy will, and will thy soul knows is admitted there.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt, but were we going to start on the first page and then go over?
We're going to start on the one you just did.
Okay, I'm
yeah.
sorry. All right, and then we're going to go back?
Yes, because that's the more logical order.
Okay.
We rehearsed them in reverse.
Okay, all right.
You come up to her,
I think.
Just come up.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Romantic.
Okay.
You've already laid your plans for this siege. No, jump! Go.
If thy soul check thee, that I come so near, swear to thy blind soul that I was thy will, and well thy soul knows is admitted there.
Thus far for love, your love suit sweet fulfilled.
Will fulfill the treasure of thy love?
Ah, it full of things. And my little one?
In things of great receipt, with ease we prove, among a number one is reckoned none.
Then, in the number, let me pass untold.
So in thy store's account, one must I be?
For nothing hold me.
Hey, you go any further, you're going off into the sea, kid.
Grab hold of her.
Yes, I got a gravel holder or something.
Right.
Yeah. So, please it. So, please it. The hold that nothing me something sweet to thee.
I take but your name.
Whoops, excuse me.
My love and love that still, for then thou lovest me, for my name is Will.
Then I go back to
Hump off. Excellent.